On the show today, we have Railroad and Industrial Federal Credit Union's very own Anna Lampinen and Follow's CEO Shai Berger talking about how credit unions can manage call volume spikes during COVID-19. Great story here, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have a full slate ahead of us. We have Railroad and Industrial Federal Credit Union's very own Anna Lampinen. Anna, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks, Mike. How about yourself?
I'm doing well, doing well. Happy Friday to you all. And then down right below us here is Fonolo's very own Shai Berger. Shai, how you doing, sir?
I am great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. Now, we're talking today about a very popular topic, and it's how credit unions manage call volume spikes during COVID-19. And I think everybody under the sun experienced something like this. And if you're not, I think any company that has a phone experienced high call volumes during COVID-19. But thankfully, you guys were there to talk about what the problem was, what the resolution was, and kind of what the results are. So, but before we get into the contact centers, the call volume stuff here, Anna, I want to talk to you about your credit union's pandemic strategy. What did you guys do, just real briefly here, to kind of cope and then help everyone, stay healthy and continue business as well? What did you guys do?
Well, we opted to close our branches down and work through our drive-through. And we did most everything through the drive-through. Okay. We did allow members to come in by appointment only. And then we also went half staff. So half the staff would be working in the office and the other half would be at home.
Okay.
That's for in the branches and then in the back in the corporate office. If those that could work at home did, and those that couldn't, it was a half on and half off.
Gotcha. And so how did that play out for you guys? Did you guys have to make any adjustments along the way, I'm thinking?
We did. We found that we really needed help with our call center. So we quickly put additional phone lines in a couple of our branches.
Oh, really?
So that they could help pick up the calls too.
Oh, okay. And that's the first I've heard of that. So that's very interesting. So what lessons did you guys learn along the way here? Obviously we got to be able to pivot really quickly and like adding the phone lines and dealing with the call center issues.
Right. Right. Well, we've learned you can never be too prepared and that you got to trust your instincts and you just have to act quickly. And we did. We had a plan in place, but we adjusted our plan and we just moved forward because we knew we had to protect both our employees and our members.
Yes. I mean, I think fluid was kind of the operating word here because it was just a very unpredictable, uncertain, and just a time where you really had to turn on a dime. You really had to adapt to the situation at hand. And Shai, what did you guys expect? Because you guys obviously are on the front lines of this as well with the call centers and helping folks with their call volumes and stuff. What did you guys see during the pandemic, especially from the call center perspective?
Yes, well, you're right. We are on the front lines in a way. We provide a service that allows companies to add a callback offering to their call center so people don't have to wait on hold and get a callback instead.
Yep.
And one common use for that feature is to help people deal with excessive call volume. And we've been doing that for many, many years, and we've seen other disasters or crises that show up and cause people to seek out our solution. Mm-hmm. But we have never seen anything like the current crisis we're living through, where it really was across the board, almost every call center you could imagine was really facing a difficult situation.
Mm-hmm.
So, the silver lining for us is that it's great to see that our product is something that helps companies in this situation, that, we can alleviate some of the pressure. And it feels good. I'll say just, as an entrepreneur, someone in technology and business, it feels good when your solution really helps people that are in a tough spot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the whole team felt that, and it really lifted our spirits while we were dealing with a lot of inbound requests. The team took on a lot. There was a lot of load on our shoulders, but the fact that we were helping people like Anna really made it better.
Oh, that's the big time motivator for sure, I would think. So you guys are willing to put in the extra hours to help folks out. And in many cases, I think the phone, that was kind of the main form of communication for a lot of folks. Right, Shai?
Right.
And Anna?
Yes.
Well, I mean, this is really vital. This is a vital line of communication for everyone. And Anna, so using Phonolo, I mean, how did the callbacks help your member service team manage the call volume spikes during the pandemic?
Well, the call volume, the daily calls doubled and tripled during the days, especially when the stimulus checks first come out. Everybody wanted to know, was it there? And by having the Phonolo, they were able to, if we couldn't get answered right away, they were able to push that button and request a call back. And instead of them being upset on the phones because they waited for so long, we were able to call them back and say, hey, this is your credit union calling you back. How may we help you? They were relieved. We got off the phones quicker and moved on to the next members.
That's awesome. Yeah, because as you're talking about that, I'm thinking of my wife. I mean, we're all home. So we've been that way since like March. But almost every day she's calling some organization or some association or something, trying to get something figured out or straightened out. But she's been on hold. I mean, all I hear all day long is her on hold music because she puts it on speakerphone. So I'm thinking, why don't somebody do the callback type of thing? So I mean, that's where you guys come in, right, Shai?
That's right. The whole concept of putting someone on hold is an unfortunate artifact from the very early design of the phone system. You know, when we first started using phones, it was an extremely stripped down technology, you know, analog only, and the capabilities were very limited. So, you know, when the first call centers emerged, the concept of a call center emerged, you know, it was just seen as a patch, you know, a quick solution to this problem. We have many better ways of dealing with excess demand now. Our phones are much more sophisticated. The call center is much more sophisticated. But unfortunately, for many companies, they're still stuck with this on-hold behavior that is really not optimal. It's everybody loses when you leave someone on hold for many hours. The agents lose because they face an angry customer. The customer loses, obviously, because they're wasting their time and getting aggravated. And ultimately, the company loses because it hurts the brand, it hurts customer loyalty. And so there's just nobody is winning when you're putting people on hold. And there actually is a pretty straightforward solution. And that's what we tried to bring to market and make it really easy to deploy and easy to buy.
And plus, the on-hold music on many of these things is just deplorable. Yes. So there's a few out there that are all right, but the on-hold music, my gosh, just some improvement there for sure. Hey, Anna, so why did you guys initially implement Phonolo's technology? Was this prior to COVID that you guys did this? Or was it like, hey, we found this really cool solution that will help us during this time? What was the situation there?
It was prior to COVID.
Okay.
We have spikes in our calls, and we can't staff to all the busy times. And then there's people that need vacations or sick times happen or events come up.
Right.
So we were looking for a solution to help us during the spikes. And I was at a conference and I saw a presentation from Phonolo and I really liked what I saw. So I reached out to them and we got together and implemented the program and we got it off the ground just before COVID started.
Good timing. My gosh. And nobody saw this coming. So, but I mean, the timing of this is amazing. So having that in place, I think that probably gave you a lot of confidence going in and say, hey, we can handle the volumes, right?
Yes, yes. It certainly helped the morale of our call center reps, you know, because they weren't dealing with the angry members. And it helped our members as well because they didn't have to stay online. But if they're calling on their lunch break, they could actually say, you know what, I need to call back at 4 when I get off work. So they could schedule it and get the call when they wanted, as opposed to just wasting their whole lunchtime on hold.
Right, right. So they can actually schedule, hey, I'm open at 4:30 today, and then you guys can schedule that call. Is that how it works, Shai?
That's right. You know, scheduled callback is sort of the next level of sophistication above just your basic callback.
Yeah.
And it's really a very powerful tool because, as Anna pointed out, it lets the caller pick a time slot that's going to work for them. But what you might not realize when you hear it for the first time is that this is actually an even more powerful tool for the call center, because by choosing those time slots, By choosing which time slots you offer to callers,
yeah,
what you're really doing is shaping the demand that's coming into your call center. So if you know you're going to have more agents available in the afternoon,
right,
or tomorrow's morning shift, those are the time slots that you can offer. And so from the customer's perspective, this seems like a really considerate thing, or real white glove kind of service. But really what's happening is it's giving the call center manager a lot of power to make the best use of the agent resources.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's that old cliche, the win-win. So certainly the call center wins and the customer, or the member in this case, wins for sure. How else have you helped Railroad and Industrial Federal Credit Union in this area, Shai, besides the schedule callbacks?
Yes. So our solution does a number of things all around this concept of making the call center more efficient and making the connection between an agent and a caller more frictionless. That's really what we want to do. Yeah. We want to get all the friction out of the way so that when there's a caller that needs to reach an agent, that conversation is facilitated as easily as possible with minimum frustration, and we can just get to the heart of the meat of the matter right away.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the things we can do is ask pre-call questions. So that that information gets to the agent and you don't have to repeat it. That's another thing that we often hear complaints about. We also have web and mobile aspects to our product where you mm-hmm. can add a button to your website that says, call me back. And on that interface, you can also ask pre-call questions. You can ask for a member number, et cetera. You can also integrate our solution into a mobile app if you have one. Mm-hmm. And a number of credit unions have done that.
Right, right.
So that you're on in the mobile app checking your balance or whatever, and it's a quick tap and request that call back, and then your phone rings when it's your turn. It's a very seamless and pleasant experience.
Yeah, no doubt. Certainly does sound like that. And having said that, Anna, what type of, have you heard any feedback from even call center agents and even members in this case? What type of feedback have you guys heard from this?
Well, it's been all positive because. We've had members say, I wasn't on hold. I was able to go off and get my laundry done or run an errand and, mm-hmm. and know that the call was coming back and I wasn't tied to my phone. And the call center reps, they were happy because they didn't have to pick up the phone and dial back. The call just pops in to the rolling queue. So when the phone a low call comes in, they press a button, it dials the member for them. And then they're just, they know it's phone alone, and they will let the member know that it's a return call.
Oh my gosh, how cool is that?
Yeah.
I want that on my phone. Right now. Oh my gosh. So Shai, so what are some of the immediate benefits that that the credit union will experience from this? And maybe even long-term as well.
Right. Well, immediate, I think we've talked about here, which is that, pre-COVID, it helped with occasional spikes related to, vacations or occasional decrease in agent capacity. Post-COVID, it's been a real, played a much larger role in helping them deal with the volume. Longer term is an interesting question. Michael, you had on this show a few weeks ago a fellow from another credit union, Access SoftTech.
Yeah.
And people can find it, I'm sure, on the page. Just scroll down. And the fellow there was talking about a survey they did among their members. They were worried about newer, younger folks joining a credit union. And their study had some really stark findings where I think it was 10% of members, only 10% are referring their children to a credit union. There's just very little uptake from this younger generation. And I know that this is causing a lot of soul searching among credit union people. And they're trying to figure out what do we need to do so that this new generation is attracted to credit unions and don't just go by default to one of the big banks. And I think one of the big contributors there, one of the big components is the style of communication that younger people want to have with mm-hmm. with their bank, with their credit union. All the younger you go, the more people are on using their mobile device, trying to avoid using the phone as much as possible. And so for them, if you really want to build a credit union where the young folks feel like they belong, you've got to adapt their style of communication. And yep. I think what we're doing here with the Railroad Credit Union is one great example of that.
Oh, I totally agree. And from the credit union's perspective, Anna, where do you guys see this heading down the road here? Hopefully post-COVID, when we get over this huge hump here, how do you see it working for you guys down the road? Long term?
Well, again, we still are going to have our peaks. We're hoping sure. that the call volume actually goes back down to a little bit normal, but that the members will use the phone alone and the scheduling of the times and such. And we've been talking with the team at Phone Alone, and they've been working to tweak our process and make it more efficient and help us out, and we're making some adjustments now with the team to continue to help us through this COVID.
Yeah, it's definitely great to have something like this in your back pocket. I mean, just I'm sure your members are just like, oh my gosh, they can call me at, you know, whatever time I'm available. This is, you know, wonderful, because we're all busy these days, especially having kids home or working from home or, like you said, running errands and all these types of things. It's great to have that option, that solution there for you. And I want to stick with you here, Anna. What, from your experience so far, any advice for creatives out there looking for something like this? Because I think it just benefits everybody, it sounds like.
It really does. It's a wonderful program, and they have a phenomenal team. They're very responsive. They pick up their phones when I call, and they're quick. I mean, they've been working hard this week for me to help us make an adjustment, and I just love the product, and I love the team that I work with.
That's fantastic. Shai, I think we're going to use that as a clip for your next marketing project. How about that?
I couldn't ask for a warmer and more genuine endorsement. It's really appreciated. Thank you, Anna.
Hey, last question for you guys. Anything else to wrap up? Any final words of wisdom here? Shai, I'll let you go first, and then Anna will wrap up with you.
Well, we are quite busy, but we're always happy to hear from any new customers, any new credit unions that are interested in our product. We'd like to help. You know, we know a lot of you are struggling to keep up with demand, and we'd love to talk to you and see if we can help.
Fantastic. Anna, any final words here?
Well, this is a wonderful program, and if you are looking for assistance on your phones and you don't have a callback system already, you should check them out, because it's very simple to set up and very user-friendly.
Very good. Well done, guys. And I think as we begin the slow, sputtering process of trying to reopen, two steps forward, one step back, it seems like right now, I think something like this is still vital for credit unions, and not only credit unions, but for any organization that really relies heavily on their call center. So this is some really good stuff here, Shai. Congrats on your success already. Anna, congrats on just getting through the pandemic and this solution helping you guys out big time. I'm sure your members are very, very thankful. So good stuff, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Anna.